for you.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Polokwane and Malahleni and Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 30 degrees.
In one southbound, there was a crash before the Rand Show Road exit, slow moving traffic.
The first part of a report into the deadly fire that destroyed the Usundiso building in Marshalltown has been handed over to Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi. A commission of inquiry led by Justice Sizi Hampepe was set up after the deadly blaze ripped through a hijacked building in August last year. 77 people were killed and several others were injured.
I said, you can't have 77 people dying and you just say it's business as usual. My conscience could not allow me. And that's the reason why I felt this task needed to be executed. You have demonstrated that even when there are challenges, the work must continue.
Yes.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has called on political and government leaders to prioritize policies fostering economic growth. He addressed delegates at the African United Business Confederation Roundtable in Sandton today. Mashatile emphasized collaboration across sectors to spur employment and trade.
A stable political environment is critical for investor confidence and also for economic growth. Your responsibility as leaders in the private sector is to foster entrepreneurship and innovation, both of which are vital to economic expansion, also in job creation.
To Tswane now, where former President Thabo Mbeki is addressing dozens of people gathered at Freedom Park for the launch of a series of dialogues which reflects South Africa's 30 years of democracy. Those in attendance include National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete. Here's Freedom Park CEO Jane Mafumadi.
These are about 10 dialogues which will unfold over the years to embark on an honest reflection on where we come from, where we are today, but most importantly, to chart a way forward.
The Electoral Commission has acknowledged its inability to verify signatures on the candidate nomination system amid allegations of forged signatures. A former MK party member has opened a fraud case alleging theft of identity numbers and signature forgery. The EFF has also questioned the legitimacy of signatures endorsing Build One South Africa. Here's the IEC's Kate Bapela.
The Commission had indicated in the parliamentary process during debates on the institutionalization of the signature requirement that it would be impossible to establish whether the signatures were indeed of those persons who claim to have given them.
And finally, Billie Eilish has announced an 81-date world tour. It'll start later this year. The What Was I Made For singer confirmed dates in North America, Australia and Europe from September. Tickets go on sale this Friday. I'm Chanel September net weer die hoofnuus te eer die eerste deel van 'n verslag oor die dodelike brand wat die Usundiso gebou in Marshalltown vernietig het is aan die Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesufi oorhandig.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM. Barney Simon.
Shopping in a Benz, I like you, I do. I hit you in a lane, can you fit me in your plans? I like you, I do. We went over to France and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do. Oh girl, I know you only like it fancy, so I pull up in that Maybach Camry. Yeah, your boyfriend, I never understand me, cause I'm about to pull this girl like a hammy.